Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Brittany?
May I ask you call?
Yeah, definitely, ma'am. My name is Sam. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And well, I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation as well, ma'am. So I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. How old are you? What is your age?
31.
Thank you. That's 31, right?
Well, 33, I'm sorry. Ooh.
Okay, thank you. Yes, to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Yeah, I'm mixed race, Caucasian and African American.
Okay, thank you. Now, and please rate how or your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential elections in November 24 in a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and a 10 means
Ten.
you are extremely motivated. Okay, thank you.
Ten. Yeah.
Now, regardless of have you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you say that you're a strong Democrat or not so
Sure.
strong?
Say that again.
Will you say that you are a strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong.
Okay.
Liberal.
All right. Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied. Say that one more time. You're satisfied with what?
Yeah. Pretty much is the direction in which the country is headed in, how satisfied you are.
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Thank you. Now, let me ask you, well, in which the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional election? Let me give you options. You can select up to two. So, immigration and border security, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, criminal justice reform that stops local profiling and holds back cops accountable, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, improving K-12 public school education, gun regulation and reform, protecting our democracy and freedoms, crime and violence, inflation and the economy, climate change and environmental issues, or care costs. You can select one.
I could choose two.
Yes.
What about human trafficking? That was, I didn't hear that on there.
Well, those are only the options that we have been providing on this survey, ma'am.
Racial injustice and immigration.
And you said racial injustice as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Moving on to the next. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Of the United States, like in general,
Yeah, correct. Like the whole job.
disapprove
And would you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
strongly.
Thank you. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay. Now, thinking about how, race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse. Everything is getting worse. My answer is getting worse for almost every answer that you have, or the question that
Okay.
you have.
Now, thank you. Now, how often would you say that you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Well, I'm white presenting, so towards me, not very often, but I have a sister who's black presenting and quite a bit.
Oh, okay. Thanks for sharing that. And now, how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life?
I wouldn't say a lot of discrimination on my sexual gender or on my gender, but
Okay. Would you say that it's not often or not at all?
not often.
Okay, thank you. Now, would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Say that again?
Yeah. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in the country?
Well, I mean, because I'm in part of the LGBTQ community, I think our rights are kind of dwindling.
Okay, so you will say fewer then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, would you say somewhat fewer or a lot fewer?
Somewhat fewer.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, meaning neutral, right? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please also let me know. The first one is the Democratic